The Lord be with you.
And with
you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a certain Sabbath, Jesus went into the synagogue and taught. And there was a man there whose right hand was withered. The scribes and the Pharisees watched him closely to see if he would cure on the Sabbath, so that they might discover a reason to accuse him. But he realized their intentions and said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up and stand before us." And he rose and stood there. Then Jesus said to them, "I ask you, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than to destroy it?" Looking around at them all, he then said to him, "Stretch out your hand." He did so, and his hand was restored. But they became enraged and discussed together what they might do to Jesus. The Gospel of the Lord. I'm going to use technology this morning for my homily. I hope it works. You know how it is with technology. Okay, so far so good. As I mentioned today, it's the feast of Mother Teresa, Saint Teresa of Calcutta, which is obviously, we all know, known for her love, especially for those who were left on the streets to die in Calcutta. And I want to share with you some of her sayings on love. Do ordinary things with extraordinary love. It is not how much we do, but how much love we put into what we do. This is the meaning of true love. To give until it hurts. How can you love God whom you do not see if you do not love your neighbor whom you see, whom you touch, with whom you live? Let us always meet each other with a smile, for the smile is the beginning of love. The problem, I think, today is sometimes we have a distorted meaning of what true love is. We think love is, I'm okay, you're okay, who am I to tell you how you should live your life? And we think that's a compassionate way, that's how we're inclusive, we welcome everyone. But as we heard in both readings today, that wasn't the way of Jesus. True love is challenging us to grow, to open our eyes, to open our hands, to open our ears. Jesus did not have to heal that person on the Sabbath. I mean, he's been with a withered hand for many years. What's one more day? But the reason he did it wasn't for the man with the withered hand. It was for the Pharisees, so they can open their hearts to love and not be stuck behind the rules and the laws of the scriptures. To see that there's more important than following rules. First, love should come. As Mother Teresa maybe said, she said, just with a smile. And once we lead people and help them to enter in that love relationship with Jesus, then it's up to the Holy Spirit and Jesus to help them to grow with love. But a lot of times, we put ourselves behind the rules and we put the rules first. Not that the rules are not important or they're not true, that there is right and wrong, and Jesus is the one who teaches us what's right and what's wrong. But the rules will not bring anyone to Christ. A lot of times, it will harden their hearts. Love has to come first. Mother Teresa did not go evangelizing or trying to baptize those who were dying on the streets. First, she loved them. She cared for them. She embraced them. She smiled at them. And because of her treatment, some of them chose maybe to become Catholic, to be baptized, to become disciples of Jesus Christ. But also the first reading gives us another example where sometimes we go to the other extreme. We think it's because of love, well, everything okay, we shouldn't say anything. St. Paul challenges the Corinthian community for remaining silent or something happening in their community that shouldn't be happen, that's scandalous. A man is living with his father's wife, most probably his stepmother. And he calls them to speak about it, to admonish the person, not just to castigate them and throw them out, but so that person can realize what they're doing and correct their mistake. That's what true love is loving the soul of a person, because that's what's in danger at the end. Our bodies, we're all going to die one day. But do we love enough people to save their souls so that they will be with the God of love for all eternity? Love, as we know as parents, sometimes we have to correct our children. That's part of love. Sometimes it is tough love. But as long as it's about love, then that person working with Jesus and the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of love, will find their way back to the truth. That's what we're called to do as disciples of Jesus Christ, as disciples of the God of love.